You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Sorry if you're feeling frisky. I ain't fighting no one.
It is time once again to check in on the bustling West Michigan music scene as we say hello to journalist and music critic John Sinkovich, editor and publisher of LocalSpins.com. And John, you want to spotlight a couple of West Michigan bands who've entered the NPR Tiny Desk Concert Contest. Remind us again just what is that and what winners get?
So every year, this is actually a very fun event that the NPR Music Office, of All Songs Considered, has staged. And what it does is it hundreds and hundreds of bands and solo artists send in music video entries from across the country in hopes of winning a chance to play an official Tiny Desk Concert in Washington, D.C. And these Tiny Desk Concerts have gotten very popular, and a lot of very well-known artists have performed there. And if they win this contest, they not only get to play one of those, but they also earn a spot on the national NPR Lagunitas tour. And these videos are grassrootsy, very down-to-earth representations of these bands. They're often filmed in living rooms and bedrooms and garages and basements. And I thought it'd be fun this month to spotlight a couple of those well-known West Michigan artists who have new music that they've entered into this contest, and then along with a new release from a sort of an under-the-radar but a very well-respected artist here from the Grand Rapids area.
All right, so who should we start with?
It'd be very easy to start with this band because they got some attention last year for their video entry, and I'm talking about the Crane Wives. They are a very popular folk rock band here in the Grand Rapids area who've really developed a national audience for their music. They didn't win last year, but their video for this song that they put out called High Horse has racked up more than 117,000 views on YouTube. And the band, which features singers and guitarists Emily Petersmark and Kate Pillsbury, drummer Dan Rickabus, and bassist and studio owner Ben Zito, decided to enter a catchy new song this year. They call the song Daydreamer, and they filmed it in kind of a living room setting. And, you know, they've been around for about 8 years, and they've really developed an audience, and they've done a lot with their studio albums have gotten some attention, and they keep expanding their sound. They've gotten a little more electric over the last couple of years, and they've invested a lot of time in side projects that I think have really boosted their creativity and added a lot more to the table when it comes to some of the music that they perform as a band. In fact, the drummer, Dan Rickabus, recently released a pretty well-regarded solo album that involved a whole bunch of different musicians from the West Michigan area, and they're touring all over the country, and it'll be fun to see how much attention they might get for their new song and their new entry here that they've sort of submitted to NPR.
All right, let's take a listen to a little bit of this year's entry, Daydreamer. So when can folks see them in Michigan?
So their next Michigan show is here in Grand Rapids at Creston Brewery in Grand Rapids on April 22. They also play the Rumpus Room in Chelsea on May 6th. And before that, they're going to be touring a bunch of college campuses. They're going to be in Ohio and Iowa and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin and New York. And I know they're going to be traveling to Texas later this year to play the Kerrville Folk Festival.
So they're busy. Now, who's the second group in the Tiny Desk Concert Contest?
Well, I've known Jake Stilson. He's a singer-songwriter from Grand Rapids, and I've known him for many years, and he's dabbled in a variety of projects, everything from rock to solo stuff and gospel music and blues. But when he really hit on starting to play this vintage outlaw country music, he really hit his stride. And his band, the Bootstrap Boys, have become a very rollicking country band, and they recently released a live album. They just actually released it last week, and it was recorded live last fall at Founders Brewing here in Grand Rapids, and it really shows off their sort of boot-stomping, vintage-sounding, heel-kicking, glass-tipping kind of music, which really resonates with an audience, especially in a live setting. They do, you know, some cover songs as well as part of that. They're going to be doing a June 8th tribute to Johnny Cash, Cash at the Pyramid Scheme, where they're going to be playing Folsom Prison Blues and live at Folsom Prism all the way through. So they definitely have that vibe, and they've been a lot of fun to watch. You know, if you're into sort of this vintage honky-tonk kind of music, these guys are a great one to watch live.
So we'll take a listen now to a track off of the Bootstrap Boys Live.
One of these days we'll get on out from under the poverty line. I hope I get to live a little before I die under the poverty line. On an old dirt road off the rural route under the poverty line. Still ain't figured a damn thing out under the poverty line. Gotta work, gotta work.
But they are entering a different song for the Tiny Desk Contest.
Yes, they did. They've got a new song called Time to Kill that they've entered in the Tiny Desk Contest this year, so we'll see how that does, along with all these other Michigan entries. And there's dozens and dozens of Michigan entries this year. So if you want to take a look at them, you can go to localspins.com. And I've listed videos from dozens of these Michigan acts that have submitted them. And I think the winner of the contest will be announced here within a few weeks.
Great. And then not related to Tiny Desk, you wanted to talk to us about a band called Chain of Lakes.
Yeah, Chain of Lakes is led by singer-songwriter Kyle Rashi, and his earlier work has been very laid-back folk music with a kind of an atmospheric feel. Wonderful songwriter, but for this particular project, I think he's really ramped things up considerably. He has an amazing band backing him throughout this album that he calls In and In, and it has a folk rock, Americana, and pop vibe. There are great harmonies. There's some up-tempo foot tappers on this, as well as a bunch of poignant ballads, and he's got a great cast of musicians performing with him. Matt Churchill is a great bassist here from the Grand Rapids area. Joshua Davis, of course, Christian Van Antwerpen, Jordan Griffiths, Eric Ellis, Dana Jackson, Kyle Vanderveen. And these are great songs with wonderful lyrical depth. The one thing I like about what he does is that it's very engaging for a listener. If you really listen to the lyrics, you can really get a lot out of it and really understand where he's coming from when it comes to really talking about relationships and preserving love through difficult times.
Let's listen to a track now from In and In. This track is I Swear.
I swear, darling, come what may. I'm not trying to be lazy, but just please don't roll away, dear. Let's ride the others off for the day. Let's pardon every debt to be paid. Let's swear we'll never wander away, cause everybody somewhere to stay. Cross my heart.
That is great stuff. I really, really like that sound from Chain of Lakes. And any upcoming dates for shows in Michigan?
Yes, they'll be performing May 16th at Speakeasy Lounge here in downtown Grand Rapids. The album officially was released digitally last week, so if you guys are interested in checking that out, you can look it up in a variety of different sources, including Bandcamp and elsewhere. Definitely fun to hear this guy play, and he always surrounds himself with wonderful musicians.
And you can learn more about these and lots of other artists with West Michigan roots. Just go to localspins.com, which is edited and published by John Sinkovich. As always, John, thanks so much for our tour of West Michigan artists.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for tuning in. And over the next couple of months, I think we're going to be focusing on some of the bands that are going to be performing at all these marvelous Michigan music festivals that are coming up this summer and fall.
Get us in the mood for summer, John. Thanks so much.
Have a great week.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.